Hi, Alan here with RVAcrossAmerica.net and greetings from Eastern Idaho. Beautiful evening. Just got done biking. Even though it's a little smoky out, there's a lot of smoke here from Canadian wildfires. It's very early in the season. I'm recording this on May 20th, and this is a topic I think you're going to find very interesting. It kind of resonates with a lot of RVers. It got pushed to the front of my plate of things that I wanted to talk about, based on a couple of things going on. And we're going to talk about, are lithium batteries a good idea for your RV? And if you're a motorhome owner, that's the house part of your RV. And if you're a trailer or fifth wheel owner or toy haul or something like that, obviously you have batteries too, and they're the heart of your RV in a lot of ways. So is lithium the way to go? I know a lot of people hear a lot of good things about lithium, and again, it got brought to the front of my plate in March when I was at a outdoorsman show, and I ran into a vendor who was marketing the latest and greatest lithium battery for 40% off, and it was a no-name battery, and it would be a great deal. And, you know, he was very quick to extol all the virtues of lithium batteries, and I'm going to get into that in just a second. But I also realized that my camper is going to turn 6 years old in October, which means it's over 5.5 years old. And I got my 6-volt deep cycle golf cart style lead acid batteries right about when I bought it. In fact, I think I carried them with me over to the manufacturer who installed them for me, and I picked up the camper right there. That means that my batteries are now almost 6 years old, and I decided that since there may be, a lot of dry camping in my near future, and I'm not going to comment further on that, it might not be a bad idea to go into that with new batteries. So between running into a battery vendor, a lithium battery vendor, and the realization that it would probably be a good idea to update my current batteries, even though they're not dead, but I don't want them to go dead when I absolutely need new batteries and maybe can or cannot get them. Decided it would be a pretty good idea to be proactive and just get new batteries. So my encouragement to you is, before you go out and buy lithium batteries, make sure you get the information, not only in this video, but on my post. My post is at rvacrossamerica.net/lithium RV battery guide. That's /lithium RV battery guide. And I go into a lot more detail in the post than I go into on the video. So if this is a topic of interest to you, I definitely encourage you to get over there. But you're going to want to hear what's in the rest of this video, because I do get into some detail here too. And I tell you which way I went, because I bought new batteries 2 days ago. So the vendor and any lithium battery salesman will be quick to share with you, hey, lithiums are great. They weigh about half as much or less than a lead acid or AGM battery. Those are the other two primary types of batteries that an RVer would use or that a motorhome owner would use in the house. They have the ability to nearly fully discharge, as opposed to lead acid and AGMs that can only discharge about 50%. And again, in the post, I actually get into the math of that and explain what amp hours are in English and how that plays a role in what you can and cannot expect from each type of battery. So one could argue that it is an advantage to get a lithium battery because they can fully discharge or nearly fully discharge. But that's also a disadvantage, and I'll tell you about that. And you can get 3,000 or more charge cycles, meaning discharge, charge, discharge, charge. So they'll last for years. Of course, my Trojan T105 batteries, 6-volt batteries, in two of them in series, lasted me 5.5 years, and they probably would have gone longer. But again, I wanted something new to go into the future without having to worry about, geez, you know, I can't get new batteries now. What if these things die on me? And knowing that, you know, 5.5 years is actually a pretty good run for a lead acid battery, especially in the conditions that I use them under. So while those are the main sales pitches that a lithium battery salesman will tell you, they'll also tell you they're plug and play, meaning you just replace them into your camper with whatever other battery you've had, put them in, drive down the road, travel down the road, and you're good to go. So I wanted to find out, first of all lithium batteries the same? In other words, this fellow was offering me a deep discount on a battery, like 40% off what the name brands would have cost. And did it matter? Did it matter that I was going to pay hundreds of dollars less? Because a good quality battery, a lithium battery, is going to be about $1,000. I wanted to know, are there any downsides to getting a lithium battery? Is there something I need to be aware of? And are they really simply plug and play or just drop in and go? Well, here's the story that I've now researched, and here's the rest of the story, if you will, to quote, what was that, Paul Harvey? Are they all the same? No, they're not all the same. So if I was going to buy a lithium battery, and I have these linked on my post, again, at rvacrossamerica.net/lithium-rv-battery-guide, I would go with a Battleborn or a Lion Energy or a Renogy. And I show you these three batteries that I believe are all about the same size as the GC2 group that I had, and currently have. That kind of gives away a little bit about what I bought. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a minute. Are they simply plug and play? No, they're not. When I dug deeper, and again, in the post, I get into greater detail. Here's what I discovered. First of all, they're not plug and play. When you put them in, have to consider, how am I going to use them? If the weather gets really cold, well, they may not perform. They don't like cold weather, and by cold weather, I mean really anything below freezing. Now, they can be relocated. They can be relocated into an interior compartment that is heated, if it's heated, and if you have the space, and if you're willing to rewire to that location. there's a lot of ifs there. Unlike the lead acid and to some degree the AGM batteries, they do not outgas. They don't give off any gases. So that's why your regular batteries have to be vented. Your lead acid batteries, your deep cycle 6-volt batteries and your 12-volt batteries made for RVs, they have to be vented so that the hydrogen gas and the hydrogen sulfide gas that they give off can escape and not become a real hazard for you and your camper. The lithium batteries don't have that problem, so they can be located into an interior compartment, but that's not so simple. In addition to that, even forgetting about relocating the lithium batteries, here's what you need to know. Lithium batteries draw a tremendous amount of current when they are depleted in their charge. And you're not always going to know that. I'm going to tell you about that in a second. But when they draw a tremendous amount of current, that means you're going to potentially need to upgrade your wiring to a very thick gauge wire. You're going to need a battery isolator for your alternator, which is the component on your engine that acts to charge the batteries while you're traveling. So the alternator needs to be isolated from the batteries, and that's what a battery isolator does. It controls how much current can be drawn from that alternator. So you may need to upgrade the wiring. You will need a battery isolator. You will need a battery monitor, because you can't tell whether a lithium battery is 10% discharged or 80% discharged. They hold a steady output of voltage all the way through, as opposed to AGMs and lead acids that start around 13 volts and gradually decline to about 12 volts as they approach 50% discharge, which is the maximum safe discharge on AGM and on lead acid batteries. That means all I need to do is connect a voltmeter to my batteries to just disconnect the negative and get the voltage directly on the battery without a load from the camper and find out how discharged they are. So that's very easy with AGM and lead acid, but requires a battery monitor in the case of lithium batteries. You also are going to need potentially a new charge converter. The charge converter, again, I detail what that is in the post, but if the charge converter is not built roughly in the last 3 years, since about 2021, the odds are it's not made for lithium batteries. So that means at a minimum, you're not fully charging your lithium batteries. And At a maximum, you may be shortening your life, which for a $1,000 battery is probably not a good thing to be thinking about doing. So these upgrades or these changes to your camper after you buy lithium can add up to hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. And again, I get into all the details at rvacrossamerica.net/lithium RV battery guide. So should you go for lithium batteries? Well, maybe if you're a full-time RVer and you spend a tremendous amount of time out in the field, dry camping, and you have a fair amount of demand while you're out there. But for me, I mean, I've written posts about how I use a couple hundred watts of solar power, and I've got a cheap Chinese generator that generates a little bit of wattage, just enough to recharge the batteries. And I'm a happy camper. I mean, I'm just fine with that. So what did I do? I went out shopping. I looked at Trojans because Trojans got a great name, and I've had Trojans now 5.5 years, had a lot of faith in them. But I decided to go with Duracells. I went over to Sam's Club and saw them there. Then I went over to Battery Systems and saw an additional model that was available through Battery Systems that was not available through Sam's Club. I did my due diligence. I found out that they're built by East Penn. They are made under other names. Napa might be also an East Penn battery. So do your shopping, do your due diligence to find out who makes them. But I went to Battery Systems for a couple of reasons. They're battery professionals. They're great people to work with. I went to the Idaho Falls store, and I know it's under the same ownership as the Pocatello store. So now I just promoted those two stores to 0.5% of the population nationwide, because I don't expect you to drive hundreds of miles to get to these two stores. But if you're in the area, I would say, yeah, go to the Idaho Falls store or go to the Pocatello store. They're great people. And they took care of me. They set them all up and helped me get them into the back of my pickup truck. And I drove them back to the camper and had somebody else help me move them because they're like 65 pounds each. And they're priced very competitively. And frankly, when I put them up side by side against the Trojans and talked to some people online who have owned Duracell batteries, they seem to be just fine. They seem to be a good battery. I mean, I'll let you know as they age how they hold up. Obviously, my opinion right now doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot other than telling you I did my due diligence. I did my research. I paid $173 per battery. I bought two of them in order to get 12 volts. They're 6-volt batteries. They're true deep cycle batteries. I get into that a little bit in the post. And so for about $370, $380 with tax, I'm good to go. I'm all set. So just wanted to share that with you. Again, the main post is at rvacrossamerica.net/lithium RV battery guide. Should you get lithium batteries? What do you need to know before you buy lithium batteries? There's more detail in the post than what I've given you here because the post must be close to 2,000 words. So if you have an interest in this, jump over there. If you think I did a good job in the video, give me a thumbs up. Let the video service that you're watching this through know that you're happy with it. And if you go over to my post, at the end of my post, you will find there's an opportunity to join my newsletter if you want to be notified of upcoming articles. And you'll also see there's a place to leave feedback. I'd love to hear from you here and or there so that you could say, Alan, you missed a boat and here's what you need to know because you're not an expert. Okay, I'd love to learn more. Or you're going to say, Alan, thank you and this was great information. Or Alan, we already knew this and we already did that. So let me know what you did. Did you go with lithium? And if so, which one did you get or ones did you get? If you buy 12 volts, you can buy parallel. You can put them in parallel. If you buy 6 volts, you can put them in series. And if you buy 4 6 volts, you can put them in series parallel. And again, there's, I'm sure, plenty of videos out there that show how to set up a series parallel. So, Alan here, rvacrossamerica.net from East Idaho, rvacrossamerica.net/lithium RV battery guide. You have a wonderful day, evening, morning, whenever it is you're seeing this. And we'll see you on the road. Take care.